You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. As Black Lives Matter protests continue around the country, police are using facial recognition and all kinds of other technology to arrest protesters and organizers. And while in some cases the people arrested did commit crimes, after-the-fact arrests can have a chilling effect on free speech and lead to cases of mistaken identity. They also show us just how much surveillance is part of our lives. Simone Brown is a professor at UT Austin. She's also author of the book Dark Matters on the Surveillance of Blackness. She told me about how police identified and arrested a protester in Philadelphia.
There was a tattoo on her arm, and she was wearing a t-shirt that was, you know, quite unique. It said, keep the immigrants, deport the racists. And so the police used the images of her. They went to find out, you know, where did she get this shirt made? And they found her comment that she made on Etsy. They looked at her Instagram. They looked at her LinkedIn profiles, and they were able to match her, this image, to identify her. And she was eventually charged. So all this is to say that there's still just the kind of trails of data, actually, that we leave about ourselves that is being used to form a case.
To what extent, to your knowledge, is some of this technology being used to find and arrest protesters and even protest organizers?
Well, I think the chilling effect that organizers, but also the ACLU, became quite aware and worked to challenge was around 2015, 2016 or so. This company, Geofedia, which is really a company that's a kind of social media analysis company that was working, hand in hand with various policing agencies to monitor keywords, Black Lives Matter, protests, jihad. All of these things were then, you know, tagged and flagged to then, in some cases, visit. You know, you'd have a policing agency visit a potential protester. And of course, if you go onto Geofedia's website now, there's like nothing really, just contact information. But we know if something is out there, if Geofedia is gone, another company will pop up and, you know, fill in that gap.
When you layer on all of this technology that you've described, it sounds like it could be relatively accurate. And I could see police departments falling into the idea that, you know, that although there have been concerns that facial recognition isn't always accurate, once you add in social media, like, this should work great. What is the pushback to that?
Mm-hmm. And so the idea of something, you know, working great, if just one person is wrongly identified, say, for example, with facial recognition technology, then it's not working at all. These technologies rely on this idea that they are perfect, correct, but they really aren't. And so people are asking for a pause because these technologies are not outside of the system in which we live in, where, you know, Black people are criminalized.
Simone Brown is a professor at UT Austin and author of the book Dark Matters. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.